Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. And be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. Okay, listeners, hopefully you're in your man chair, ready to sit back and think about the times when you watched the sitcoms in the 90s. Jason, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. That was a gigantic list to pick from, and it was hard paring it down to just five, but I think I did a pretty good job here.
Yeah, it was. And I don't know if it's that, you know, we had some time, you know, in middle school and a little high school to watch some sitcoms every once in a while, because not all of us were born on third base like you and had cable. I didn't have cable, so I would basically watch sitcom or PBS. I want to make sure that when we talk about this, that we at least structure in a way where people understand what we count as a sitcom and what we don't. So we're not going to count like The Simpsons or South Park as sitcoms. We're going to count those as cartoons. We're not going to count The Wonder Years because most of it was in the 80s. The other thing to bear in mind is there were quite a few sitcoms that were in the 80s and 90s. So if it was predominantly 90s, we're going to count it as 90, even though there were some years where they had episodes released in the 80s. So with that said, Jason, what were some of the sitcoms that were just on the outside of your top five list looking in?
I had a hard time not putting King of Queens in my top five.
Kevin
James and Leah Remini were really good in that one. But it might have been my number six. Everybody Loves Raymond. Loves Raymond's yep. Outside.
Same
that
here.
70s show. Coach. Coach was right outside my top five.
Oh, yeah.
Family Matters outside of my top five. Mm-hmm. And then you might make fun of me, but Saved by the Bell. I love that show. And
Jesus.
A couple of my fantasy football teams are Saved by the Bell
centered. Oh, my God. If you bring up Ellen. Then we're not friends anymore.
No, I don't have Ellen on my list. Oh. Saved by the Bell is not in my top five, but it was a show that I watched.
Full House, that didn't make your list, did it?
That's not on my list, but I did consider it.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay, folks, we probably should move on quickly so you don't stop listening. Jason, why don't you begin with number five on your list?
All right, at number five, I have Married with Children. From 1987 to 1997 on Fox, it pretty much launched Fox's network. It was one of the first shows on there, and it was an instant.
It was the first primetime show for Fox,
and it was a hit. Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, David Faustino. Ed O'Neill plays Al Bundy, a middle-aged man who hates his family. He was a former high school football star who once scored four touchdowns in the 1966 city championship game for Polk High. That all over the internet for some reason. Theme song was Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra. And yeah, I loved Married with Children when I was a kid. It was one of those shows that a lot of kids probably weren't allowed to watch because it was a little blue. But yeah, number five was Married with Children.
Do they sell Al Bundy Polk High football jerseys?
Oh, I'm sure you can see. Yeah, I'm sure you can find them. Yeah.
I need to buy one. So for the listeners, they were my number four. I'm with you there. I think you left off Christina Applegate.
No, I said her name.
You did? You didn't say it enough. She was great.
She was one of the main reasons why young guys like us were watching it.
Did you know, two fun facts about this show. Ed O'Neill, so that's who played Al Bundy, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in front of the DSW shoe store.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah, it's intentional. And one more fun fact, like wrap your mind around this. Cosmo Kramer from the sitcom Seinfeld. So Michael Richards, he almost got the part of Al Bundy.
Yeah, that would have been a completely different show.
Ed
O'Neill's perfect for that role.
He is. He is perfect. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, that I love Married with Children. My number five was or is Home Improvement. So if you recall, it was played the actor Tim Allen played Tim the Toolman Taylor. He hosted a local do-it-yourself show called Tool Time. Al Borland was its assistant. His wife was Jill. They had three boys, Brad, Randy, and Mark. And I think I like look back on the show so fondly because in many ways it reminds me of my dad. My dad was always in flannel shirts. He never really got into social norms. He was always fixing stuff, had a tool belt on him half the time, loves duct tape. So I think that's part of the reason I loved it. And here's a fun fact about, do you remember Wilson, the guy, the neighbor on the other side of the fence, never showed his face?
Yeah. And
so he did end up showing his face when they took a bow on the very last episode. The reason that Wilson hid his face was because Tim Allen wanted to play homage to a neighbor from his childhood who he could never fully see over the fence.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Another fun fact about that, Pamela Anderson was his original assistant on his Tool Time show.
That is right.
She didn't last very long. I forget who came in after, but Pamela Anderson, I think she was the original.
She was. I forgot about that. Did Home Improvement give the world Pamela Anderson?
I'm not sure if that came before.
PG, we're PG. Let's leave it there. Okay. So
I was going to say Baywatch.
Yeah, that's that's what it was. Okay.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this episode, share it with your friends, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating. If you disagree with our list, then go to themanchair.com to get to our Facebook page, find this episode's post, and tell us what you would have ranked differently, or email us topic suggestions to debate in the future. Once again, that's themanchair.com. Now back to the show.
Who was your number four, Jason?
Number four, I had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was much higher on my list.
Okay.
And my number four was Married with Children. Who was your number three?
My number three is Roseanne.
That again, much higher on my list. But my number three was Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Did you have Seinfeld on your list?
Seinfeld's on my list too.
Why don't you take Seinfeld?
Well, Seinfeld was number two for me.
Okay.
A lot of people consider it the greatest comedy of all time. 1989 to 1998. Jerry Seinfeld, it's pretty much about his life. It's a fictionalized character of himself. Just funny little things that happened in his life. The show was dubbed as the show about nothing. Had Jason Alexander, Julie Louis Dreyfus, and Michael Richards. If you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, the star of that, is actually Jason Alexander and Seinfeld's real life.
Like
I said, a show about nothing based in Manhattan, and it went down as one of the greatest sitcoms of all time. Seinfeld was my number two.
And you can argue that it's number one, right? I mean, truly is a classic.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but you know, perhaps a future episode for us is the like five best Seinfeld episode series.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something you and I can talk about off camera. But like when I think of some of those series, like I go straight to, you know, like when George was in the pool, or the soup Nazi. I mean, the opposite day. I mean, the opposite George. I mean, there's so many themes of Seinfeld that are classics. Where if you just bring the theme up and you watch Seinfeld, instantly you can recall that episode. My number two was a little lower on your list,
It is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a
That gave us Will Smith, who is truly one of the better actors of all time. I know Will Smith's not a fan of Chris Rock. Will Smith is a great actor. Carlton, I think, was not talked about enough. Close second to my favorite character on that show. Let me ask you, which one did you like, the first Vivian or the second?
First.
Yep, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like the change. Yeah, so, but the other thing to keep in mind is that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air probably gave us the best scene in a sitcom of all time. So I'm going to play it.
His dad? Oh, okay.
You
sorry.
Got it. No, that's okay.
Daddy-o! What's up? Will, I'm glad you're here. Some business came up I got to handle. So we're going to have to put our trip on hold. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Just for a couple of weeks.
Mm, I understand. Yeah.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, whatever.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
You too, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Will.
You know what? Actually, this works out better for me. You know, as slim as the summer, come to class wearing next to nothing. You know what I'm
Will,
saying?
Will, it's all right to be angry.
Hey, why should I be mad? I'm saying, at least he said goodbye this time. I just wish I hadn't wasted my money buying this stupid present.
I'm sorry. You know, if there was something that I
could. Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. Hey, you know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm going to be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I,
yeah,
Uncle Phil?
You did.
Got through my first day without him, right? Mm. I learned how to drive. I learned how to shave. I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him! I ain't need him then, and I don't need him now.
Will.
Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm going to get through college without him. I'm going to get a great job without him. I'm going to marry me a beautiful honey, and I'm going to have me a whole bunch of kids. I'm going to be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids. How come he don't want me, man?
What was your number two, Jason?
Well, before we move away from Fresh Prince, you have to bring up the fact that that show gave us the Carlton, where Carlton dances to It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
go ahead.
And Karen Parsons is on that show, too. And I had a gigantic crush on Karen Parsons.
Who didn't?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I every time I think of the Carlton, you know, that those dance moves, I think about, you know, you on homecoming night, our senior year.
Oh yeah, I was cutting a rug.
Who was your number two?
My number two was Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
All right. And then who was your Wait a second. Is your number one? Is it, listeners, do you recognize this? Jason's favorite sitcom of all time and the favorite sitcom of every middle-aged woman.
Yeah, I had no idea that Friends was considered a girl show.
Okay.
I mean, it's really? It's my favorite sitcom from the 90s. Friends was number one for me.
Hey, Matthew Perry is hilarious. One of my favorite comedic actors of great, yeah. great dry wit. Yeah, David Schwimmer.
The thing about it, all six of them were great.
They were.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Go, please. I don't want to steal your thunder. It's your show. And I still don't recall. And I know it's your favorite show, but I just can't imagine like knocking on your door in the sixth grade and being like, hey, you know, Troy and Zach and Adam, all the guys, Chris, they want to meet us down at Smith. And you like being like, no, man, I got to finish this episode of Friends.
Well, first of all, Friends came out in 94. So we weren't in sixth grade when it came out.
That explains it. Jason of sixth grade would not have liked it. Okay. Okay. All right. So I don't want to take up any more of your time.
But yeah, it ran from 94 to 2004. Everybody knows the cast. All six of them were great. It was just a show about six friends in their 20s living in New York City. And it was about that time in their life where your friends really were your family. I mean, you know that time after school where you see your friends every single day.
Yep.
And they really are your family. And that's what the show was about. And I mean, like I said, it's my favorite sitcom of the 90s. I don't care what anybody thinks. I loved Friends and they were my number one.
No, and I had not considered that parallel. And that certainly is a fair parallel. And you know, I never like sat down and thought, I'm going to watch Friends tonight, but you know, like Hope watched it every once in a while. And I never thought, well, I want to leave the room. It just, you know, it was always real, really positive. And there's some great one-liners in there. And like I said, Matthew Perry and Joey were great. And David Schwimmer, I mean, all of them. Right. So, that's a fair pick. I have to go into, did I share mine? Yeah. My number two is Fresh Prince. I got to go into my number one. And I want to say, that the leading actress is just garbage. We all know that, but you have to still give the show the props it deserves. My number one. Roseanne, my best, in my opinion, best sitcom of all time. Dan, Becky, Darlene, DJ, Jackie, Roseanne's sister, something about all of them that in usually the living room or the kitchen, it reminded me of just kind of like where I'm from, reminded me of home, like my house, like a lot of the furniture, a lot of it looked the same. And how, you know, kind of Roseanne ran the show, you know, it's kind of like how my mom ran the show and my dad just kind of was like, all right, when he kind of went along with it, Dan's always in a flannel. My dad was always in a flannel, but like the way that, you know, the bluntness of the conversations just felt like home. It's a Midwestern sitcom, right? Filmed in Illinois, you know, we're from Ohio. For whatever reason, it just always resonated with me. And I actually rewatched them a few years ago during, you know, during COVID when there wasn't anything, you weren't allowed to go outside or whatever. And loved it back then. And I know it was on your list. Jason was, who was your favorite, the first Becky, or the second Becky?
It's hard. I like Sarah Chalk, the second Becky.
Yeah.
More. But when you think of Roseanne, I think of the first Becky.
Oh yeah. Me. Okay. I'm glad you said that.
That's how it is for me.
Yes. No, same here.
But Roseanne was like, they were my number. It was my number three. I like the show a lot too. Obviously they were the family that was closest to my family outside. Yeah. I mean, in this top five, we were more like the Connors. I mean, we didn't live in a mansion in Malibu. We didn't live in Manhattan. And well, with married with children, my dad didn't hate the family. So the Connors were the most like my family. Yeah. And I love the show up until around, I don't know, when did they win the lottery? The 9th or 10th season when Roseanne won the lottery. Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up. I stopped. I did not watch those.
After that, it kind of went off the rails a little bit and I didn't really like where it went. But yeah, Roseanne was my number three and I have no problems with it being your number one.
I think I had purposely blacked out the whole lottery thing. I didn't even finish. I think I watched a couple episodes and thought this is stupid.
Well, at the series finale, they kind of tried to correct that. I don't know if we're doing spoilers or whatever, but they tried to correct that in the series finale. But
I didn't know that. Well, what do they do?
Spoiler alert. When they win the lottery, I think it's, like I said, season 9 or 10, that ends up being a dream of Roseanne's. Roseanne wakes up from this dream. Dan had died. And there were a couple other changes. Like Darlene was with Mark. That was Becky's husband.
Yeah.
And Becky was with David.
David's great.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, David was great. I loved the David-Darlene relationship.
So I think the series finale, something like that, Roseanne was waking up from this dream, and the dream was from season 9 on, it was all a dream in Roseanne's head. But I might not have all the facts on that straight, but it was something like that. But yeah, I loved Roseanne. Like I said, Roseanne was great.
Well, listeners, perhaps we have motivated you to go back in time and watch some of your favorite sitcoms. I know that I'm thinking about going back to the TV and watching one, and Jason and his wife are thrilled to go watch a few episodes of Friends. But before you go, we need to recap what our lists were. The fifth best, according to Jason, the fifth best sitcom in the 90s. Was Married with Children. I ranked Home Improvement as number 5. Jason ranked Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as number 4. I ranked Married with Children as number 4. Jason ranked Roseanne as number 3. I ranked Seinfeld as number 3. Jason ranked Seinfeld as 2. I ranked The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at number 2. Jason ranked Friends at number 1. And I ranked Roseanne at number 1. A quick shout out to Shim for a great suggestion that we're going to put in the hopper. Movies with the best cop tandems. So think of Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. That list is long, and there are a lot of great ones. So that'll be a tough conversation. Jason, what do we have coming up next?
On Facebook, I posted a video. We have a new...
Did you see? There were so many views. I don't know. clearly, people were on the edge of their seat waiting for you to pull out of the actual hopper what we were going to be talking about next. Anyway,
yeah, I posted the video of our next list, and it came up our top working comedians.
So they're comedians right now. You could go watch them. I can tell you, I have already seen multiple comedians this year. So they are active comedians. Who are our 5 current favorite comedians? Until next time, listeners, be well. Don't go just yet. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star rating and share it with your friends. We also welcome you to join in the discussion at themanchair.com. Once again, it's themanchair.com. The Man Chair is brought to you by Modern Husbands, where they share ideas to manage money and the home as a team. Subscribe to their newsletter for ideas at modernhusbands.com.